We're very happy to welcome Carlos Parisi. Now, Carlos is a guy who's been involved in a lot of business. He's got Antony's, which is an Eastern Market-based chip, salsa, and guacamole company. After 12 years of business, they now serve snacks in stores all over Michigan, including great ones like Whole Foods and Kroger. He's one half of Khana, a Pakistani late-night food squad delivering delicious originals all over the city. And he's quite a, he seems to be a producer of programming, if you will. Let me find out, because I'm saying hello, Carlos Parisi, owner of, among other things, Antony's. Hi.
Hey, Paul. Thank you very much for having me on the show.
You've been around a long time. You've had pop-ups in the city of Detroit for over 10 years. You've had programs, a podcast, Sandwich Talk, on the Planet Ant Network, YouTube, host of a food show, Detroit Digest through Deadline Detroit. You're just fully immersed.
Detroit and the food scene in the city has absolutely become my life, and it's definitely because of the passion that I have, having been around all of these people for so long. And I would love to just continue to push each other up, right? That's the one thing that we have about ourselves as the city of Detroit, is we have each other. Our community is what we have. It's all we have. And I'm proud to say that we've had it hard for so long, but the only thing that keeps us going is us. And why not just kind of keep trudging along the side with it and seeing what I can do to highlight everything around me?
Certainly what we've learned, Carlos, is it is a true close-knit community in all aspects of the food industry. And all of you have had a very rough way to go. And it appears to me that all of you really do help each other.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think that starts with, you know, whether you're a small business, mid-sized business in the city, even a larger business that's been established for a long time. The fact of the matter is Detroit is a small town in a big city. Everybody knows everybody. And whether you're in the food business, art community, creative community in some way, shape, or form, as long as you're doing something and people see that you're putting that effort towards really working hard, I think people recognize that and they just want to help you. They just want to see what they can do to make sure that your goals are accomplished, because the effort that you're doing is doing nothing but helping the city as well.
Spending some time here on Opportunity Detroit on WJR with Carlos Parisi, the owner of Antony's. Tell us a little bit more about yourself, your background.
So I'm born in Mexico City. I'm Mexican, Italian, and Lebanese. But I grew up in the south end of Dearborn, so over there by the Rouge plant. So I really got kind of all of those cultures mixed up in one. Basically a lot of garlic in my life. And grew up cooking alongside with my mom. And then the older members of the family kind of got a lot of old life lessons from, you know, the folks from the great generation, the World War II generation. But alongside with that, it was a lot of, you know, that work ethic, that hard work, the drive, the stamina that you have to continue to keep moving forward. And I think that's really what's been instilled in me. And, you know, when I was in college, I started this company with my friend and his parents, Antony's. You know, his mom had started a hobby just of the dry mix packet that you need to mix with tomatoes to make your own salsa. And then they lost their house. They lost their jobs, and they were going to lose the house. And they realized that the only thing that was coming into the family money-wise was this hobby of his mom's. So we all started this company, and we decided that we were just going to hit the pavement and you know, talk to every store, go to farm markets, do whatever we could to try to make some money for the family to survive. And I'm proud to say that we did. And a few months later, you know, 6 months later or so, his dad ended up getting a job, and his parents were, you know, they had moved on a little bit. We decided to really create a true company from this. So him and I were partners up until about 2018, and the family is still very much part of it in the back end. But now it's really just kind of me in the front. You know, proud to say we've converted over to fresh salsa with Whole Foods, tortilla chips over at Kroger, a bunch of local markets like the Randazzo Fresh Markets, all around Metro Detroit. And it's been quite the drive, and you can find our stuff even in bars and restaurants. But in doing that, is what it really when I plugged into the food community even more so, alongside with Eastern Market, who I'm a proud partner of. I've been there for 12 years now. And then we had an opportunity to market our products through pop-ups about 10 years ago. And I started doing pop-ups and plugging in with a lot of the different chefs and different creatives here in the city to do a bunch of fun just events or you know, unique tastings or partnerships with people that were doing really big things. So over time, the food scene in the city became my life, and I love it. I everywhere that I go around the entire world, whether it's, you know, taking a food tour in Japan or leading people around Mexico City, everyone knows that I take Detroit with me, and Detroit is my spirit, and I'm proud to say that it's a very hardworking spirit.
I'm going to go back to something you said just a bit ago when you were talking about your background, your ethnicity and stuff. I'm half Lebanese, so you know that means we are cousins.
And yeah.
When you talk about work ethic, it made me think immediately of my mother, Sweet Marie, who's still around at 95, my mother's parents, Grandma Sadie and Grandpa Fred, who came to this country not speaking English, who started a grocery store. They had a bunch of cousins here already in the fruits and vegetable business. They started a grocery store. They worked every day from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m., 7 days a week. They lived above the store. As they learned English, the word vacation was never in their vocabulary. And I think of that work ethic then and think about how many kids today have that kind of work ethic. I mean, we've had people tell us when we've tried to hire people in the past to work at the radio station, well, I don't work weekends. I mean, it's a different world now. So I appreciated your kind of old world work ethic that you came upon naturally.
Yeah, it's definitely not for everybody. But the one thing that I do see is that in this city, there's so many people, a lot more than people know, that do have that work ethic. And it's because, you know, we all grew up not having much. We grew up realizing that the only people that we have is each other, and we just have to continue to push each other forward. And that means working constantly. That means always being on. And if you really want to do something, if you really want to start something up for yourself, then that means that you always have to be the one working. Whether you're working, you know, trudging along in the most mundane tasks, or you're just putting out fires as, you know, the leader of an organization or a company, because every day there's going to be a challenge in some way, shape, or form.
Quick note, what's next for Aunt Knees?
We're continuing to build stores. You know, I was taught a long time ago that you need to own your backyard, work on building the metro area of Detroit, the larger state of Michigan, and start to build out the Midwest a little bit too. You know, we got to the point with the packets where we were distributing all over the nation to a point. But you realize in some things you have to scale some things back, you learn some lessons, and what can you do to drive forward, to continue to build that business? And with doing the fresh salsa, we started on just owning the backyard, just really looking at Detroit. And then from that point on, building out the rest of the state. And now I'm proud to say that we are in Toledo for your niece. They can pick us up at the Whole Foods store as well. And we're looking at hopefully building out into the Illinois market, Chicago specifically, and a few more of the states Midwest. And I'd love to expand it nationally as well.
Beautiful. Well, we wish you best of luck. Aunt Knees Company on Instagram, Kana Pop-Up on Instagram, Sandwich Talk Podcast, WDET, Aunt Knees, and Pop-Ups Interview. You got a lot going on. We're going to keep an eye on you, and I'm sure we'll talk again, Carlos.
Thank you very much, Paul. Have a great day.
You do the same. Carlos Parisi, on the move, owner of Aunt Knees, and so much more, as we continue on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.